This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi today on the occasion of World Environment Day. The Prime Minister will plant a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. This will be a part of the Aravali Green Wall project, which aims to reforest the 700-kilometer Aravali range. More from our correspondent.
The project is intended to spread green cover in the 5 kilometers buffer area around the Aravali Hill Range in 29 districts of 4 states including Delhi, Rajasthan, Haryana and Gujarat. It aims to boost biodiversity of the Aravalis with afforestation, reforestation and restoration of water bodies. It also aims to improve the soil fertility, water availability and climate resilience of the region. The project will benefit the local communities by providing them with employment and income generation opportunities. With Raisuddin Pallavi Parmar, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The Prime Minister will also flag off 200 electric buses under Delhi government's Sustainable Transport Initiative, promoting clean urban mobility and symbolizing the nation's collective responsibility towards ecological balance. Two more wetlands from India have been added to the list of Ramsar sites, taking the number of such sites in the country to 91. The latest to join the list of Ramsar sites in India are Kichan in Palodi and Menar in Udaipur, both in Rajasthan. Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav said the achievement is yet another testament to the fact that Prime Minister Narendra Modi's focus on environmental conservation is successfully helping India build a greener tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has praised India's continued progress in environmental conservation. In response to the social media post by Mr. Yadav, Mr. Modi said that India's strides in environmental conservation are happening with great vigour and are powered by public participation. India has been elected to the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations for the period from 2026-28. The Council is at the heart of the UN's mechanism to advance the three dimensions of sustainable development, economic, social and environmental. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has thanked member states for their overwhelming support and reposing their trust in India. More than 30,000 organizations across India have registered to participate in Yog Sangam 2025, the main event of this year's International Day of Yoga. Organized by the Ministry of Ayush, this year's Yog Sangam reflects a growing movement that transcends traditional yoga practice, positioning it as a nationwide initiative to promote mindfulness, resilience and harmony. An all-party delegation of Indian parliamentarians led by Shashi Tharoor met senior US government officials and lawmakers in Washington. The delegation briefed them on the cross-border terrorism faced by India and the country's strong and resolute stance in the fight against terror. The US congressman expressed unequivocal and bipartisan condemnation for the terror attack in Pahalgam. On the possibility of any dialogue between India and Pakistan, Mr. Tharoor said, "We will not hold talks with people who are pointing gun at our heads."
Our answer is very clear. We cannot talk to people who are pointing a gun at our heads until and unless there is a serious effort being made by Pakistan to dismantle the infrastructure of terrorism, to arrest some of the well-known figures who are on not only the United Nations Committee's list, but even in the US State Department's designated terrorist list. If they can't be arrested, if their bank accounts can't be frozen, if their training academies, training camps can't be shut down, if all of these things won't be done by Pakistan, why should we talk to them?
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate much-awaited train services to Kashmir tomorrow from the holy town of Katra, the base camp of Sri Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine, after which Vande Bharat train will start running between Katra and Baramulla. The high-tech Vande Bharat Express train will enable direct connectivity from Jammu to Srinagar by rail for the first time. In Sikkim, evacuation mission at Chatain has begun this morning from the Pakyong Airport. IAF chopper has left for Chatain to evacuate stranded tourists. Yesterday, there was no rescue operation due to inclement weather. There are 109 tourists at Chatain who are supposed to be airlifted today. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that Indian Railways will soon start using e-Aadhaar authentication to book Tatkal tickets. And that is the end of this news bulletin.